like we're in for another fun night.
Don't even think about it.
Yoo-hoo, Earth to Sam.
Oh, hi. When did you guys get here?
Must be a pretty interesting book.
It is. It's a history book.
History? Could you find something more boring?
You didn't think it was boring when you asked me to study with you after school.
Frank, study?
All right, I admit it. I thought it'd be fun to hang out. I'm not much for history, but I am fun to hang out with. Unlike some guys.
Can we start?
Some people think history is boring, because it's all about stuff that's gone and forgotten. My story is about a guy who finds out that the old saying is true. History always repeats itself. And if you don't learn from the past, you'll be doomed to repeat it. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Long Ago Locket.
431 BC, the Spartan army invades the ancient city of Attica. 422 BC, the Spartans win a major battle at Amphipolis.
Jimmy was a smart guy who pretty much had it all together, except for when it came to April. It's not easy telling someone you like them, especially if you're not sure they feel the same way. Every day, Jimmy walked home from school through the same park. This was like most days, except that events from a time long ago were about to put their mark on his life today.
I'm good. Can you believe how boring this Greek history stuff is?
You think so?
Huh.
I really like it.
I mean, I didn't mean like bad boring. I meant like, you know, I wish she'd speak faster so we could learn more because it's so interesting. Kind of boring.
Oh, I get it.
Anyway. Did you know they're opening the ice rink on Saturday?
Really?
Yeah. I love skating. Do you like skating?
I love it. I used to go all the time.
I love it, too. I like skating. I mean, I said that already. Would you want to get together sometime and go skating?
Guys, what's happening?
Not much.
Saturday night's the opening night. Tower of Blood Part 4. Do you want to go?
Jimmy and I were talking about maybe...
No. Go to the flick. I mean, I heard it's great. Really, just go ahead. Maybe some other time we can get together.
Thank you.
Hey.
What, do you think I don't see you in there? Why don't you come out of the bushes, huh? Come on out. You're not gonna scare me again. Come on. Forget it.
Harrisville, do you know the way? Harrisville, the way.
What?
They're approaching from the west. Come with me. They'll hang you if they catch you.
What? Who?
They're reloading. Now's our chance. We'll hide here till they pass, then you will direct me to Harrisville.
What's going on?
Jimmy? What are you doing?
Hey, bud, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. I just, I lost the contact lens.
Since when do you wear contacts?
Oh, I just started. They're great. Let me see.
Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
We'll help you look for it.
No, that's okay. I can,
Did you find it?
Yeah. Yeah, I sure did.
It's a button from a Minuteman uniform, late 18th century. Oh, yeah. Found it in the park, did you?
How'd you know that?
Well, the Battle of Harrisville was fought there. Over 200 years ago, the line between the Minutemen and the British ran right through the park. But this here is very unusual.
Why?
Well, most artifacts that people bring in are old and rusted and decayed. This looks new. If I didn't know better, I'd say a Minuteman had worn this very day.
Hey, oh, heads up.
Come on, you gotta wake up, man. I mean, it's not like we're in history class anymore.
Ah, sorry. Go on.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sorry, the wind took it.
Yeah, well, now we gotta go on a safari to find it. No, wait. I'll get it.
It's okay, we can all go.
No. I mean, it was my fault. Look, I'll go get it, and then I'll catch up with you guys later. I'll meet you at Molly's, all right?
You sure?
Yeah, just get me a cheeseburger or something, okay?
Suit yourself, but if you don't find it, you're paying.
That's all, I'm gone.
Over here. The spy!
After!
is a stunt or a joke, right, guys? Come on, this isn't funny, guys. All right, you got me. Now let's all just go home and laugh.
Easy! Easy! Long live liberty!
Get out the hat, young dog!
Fire! This way.
They're gonna hang me.
I know. They'll do the same to me if they catch me. How well do you know these woods?
Pretty well. I mean, I come through them every day.
Good. You will guide me to Harris Fifth.
Look, buddy, I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting out of here, all right?
You don't understand. I must get to Harrisville. I'm lost if I don't.
What is so important about Harrisville?
You ever cared about somebody and didn't have the courage to tell them?
Yeah.
What is her name?
April.
My love is Emmeline. I once tried to tell her I loved her. I looked into her eyes, but the words weren't there. Tonight in Harrisville, she's marrying a man she doesn't love. I must get there and give her this locket as a sign of my love. I pray that it will succeed where my words have failed. I sense something in you, friend. We share the same spirit. To bind our friendship.
What year is this?
The year of our Lord, 1780.
There they are! Get them!
Run. We stand a better chance apart. But please, remember my plight.
I'd say sometime between 1770 and 1800. Nicely carved deer bone handle. I'll give you $150 for it.
I'm sorry, it's not for sale. About the inscription?
Lieutenant William. Yeah. I seem to remember something.
You mean you've heard of him?
I'll think you'll find what you need here. Well, I don't often lend my books. But then I don't often meet a young man so interested in history.
Nero, whom history has remembered rather badly, actually rebuilt.
One tragic case that has become legend is the story of a certain militiaman, Lieutenant William. During the Battle of Harrisville Township, September 17, 1780, he was captured by British troops and hung as a spy from a large willow tree. He's apparently trying to get to Harrisville to profess his love to a young lady. The willow tree known as Hangman's Tree still stands in the park today.
I need to be excused.
Why, Mr. Armstrong?
A friend of mine needs some help.
Your friend can wait. Sit down. The people
people in Rome didn't live at all.
Hey, Jimmy, where's my frisbee?
Sorry, I couldn't find it.
Hey, you owe me.
Why didn't you meet us at Molly's? I ordered you a burger.
Yeah, and I ate it. Thanks.
Would you turn that down, please? What's up? You've been acting kind of strange.
Remember the other day when you saw me in the ditch? I wasn't looking for a contact lens. I was escaping from Redcoats.
Red what?
Redcoats. I mean, they thought I was a spy. They were gonna hang me. Now they're gonna hang Lieutenant William because he doesn't know the way to Harrisville to tell Emmeline he loves her, and I've gotta show him the way before it's too late.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Jimmy, wait.
Hey, wait a second, your boombox.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, can I borrow it?
What for? You're gonna play tunes for some pals from deep space?
Oh, come on, I'm not kidding, Josh!
Okay, fine, take it.
Thanks.
I'm coming with you.
No! Just wait here, all right? I mean it.
And hey, don't waste my batteries.
In the name of His Majesty George III, King of England in all its domains, and in accordance with the Act Regulating Treasonous Acts of 1777, I hereby commit the rebel Lieutenant William to hang by the neck until... Kill me. Follow me! Of these barbarians. Let's buy!
There's a brook in the woods. Follow it till it crosses an old fence. Then follow the fence, take it right to the edge of Harrisville. It's a secret route I used as a kid. You have to get to town. I'll draw them off. Go!
Thank you, my friend. Don't make my mistake. If you love her, tell her.
Yeah, I will. Go, go! Here we go again.
You won't escape me again!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I didn't know anyone was on the trail.
No, I'm sorry. See, I just thought you... Forget it.
Okay, bye.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay? Oh, I hope you made it.
Who?
Friend. Why did you come?
I was
worried about you. I care about you.
I care about you, too. And for a long time, I just didn't know how to say it.
What changed your mind? Why did that happen?
Because he made it. He got promoted to captain. He survived. Oh. For a long time, I wanted to tell you how much I cared about you. I just didn't have the words. Maybe this can say it for me.
That night, Jimmy checked the history book that the antique dealer had given him. The paragraph about William had changed. It said that he made it to Harrisville, proved his love to Emmeline, and married her. As for Jimmy and April, well, I'll let you figure that one out for yourselves. The end.
Cool. I guess history can be interesting.
Yeah, I guess. Got a couple of tickets to the Phantasmagoria concert. I was wondering if maybe you and I could.
I'm sorry. She's already going with me.
And me. I had 3 tickets, so, ladies.
Guess that means, your history.